Forever Dog.
Ooh, ow. Oh my god.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, heat burn.
Ooh, blow on it. Blow on it sometimes. Welcome back to another
steaming
piping, scalding, serving of
hot goss.
Hot goss. Hot goss.
Hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get into some
hot goss. Ooh, beep, beep. Who's got the keys to the Jeep? I do, bitch. And I am going.
That's hot gossip.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the drive-in show August 2nd.
On Sunday.
I'm testing the velocity and the range of my money gun to see if we can tip the doll. I may be making paper airplanes and then putting a firework on the back of them and then sending them right to the stage if the money gun does not work. So I hope your wig is flame retardant.
Well, it's something that sounds like that, but it's not.
You may want to employ an updo.
Updo.
It's flame discordant.
Flame Monroe.
Yes, Flame Monroe. I'm so excited about this show. It's happening really fast. It's happening on Sunday in Los Angeles. So if you're anywhere within driving ability near Los Angeles, I implore you to come check out this show. It's going to be very, very fun.
Now, this is your last time on stage until 2023?
Oh, but honey, I'll tell you, my schedule in 2023 is popping, honey.
But
it is just going to be otherworldly. You can go to vossevents.com or you can go to my Instagram and you can find the link there. But really looking forward to it. Cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
socially,
to it.
Yeah, socially distant. Stay in your car. Come see a drag show. I can't say enough about it. Yeah, can't say enough about it.
It's a great idea. Brennan Voss and all the people that are leading it have not called me yet, but I am awaiting the phone call. I had a problem with my phone this morning. Got a new phone. And I'm looking to maybe see what's on the internet. In addition to our Patreon bonus content this week, we have a full-on episode of Drag Race, basically. It's you and I going head to head, and God bless you for the effort too. I mean, these mini challenges haven't usually gone in your favor, but I love a girl that isn't hindered by her own past. You know.
You know what? I've never won a mini challenge in the history of us doing bonus content on Patreon, but I still have so much to show. I am not giving up. I am here to fight.
Well, learn the choreo and maybe we'll use you for the next one.
Listen, if you've ever wanted to see a fake episode of Drag Race starring only two individuals, one of whom has a camera operator, one of whom does not, then
well,
this
I
is
had the good
for
fortune
you.
Of living with my camera operator.
How I mean, wonderfully camp for you.
I feel like you could hook up a camera somehow to Jeremy's hearing aid and get amazing, like, whale sound.
Oh my gosh.
And, like,
well,
no.
if we ever get attacked by the Quiet Place aliens, I'll tell you that we will be in luck, okay?
There's a Quiet Place 2 coming
up. I'm not going to spoil the movie for everybody, but the hearing aid saves the day at the end of A Quiet Place. Okay,
actually,
that's completely spoiling the movie, but
at the end of A Quiet Place 2, a woman appears on the horizon and then comes out, shimmies her shoulders, and then goes, shh. And then she saves
Emily Blunt.
She saves everybody. And it's revealed that Emily Blunt is actually Blair St. Clair's mother.
Yes. Emily smoking a blunt. that's your other drag
that's
name.
That's
Emily
me right there.
Smoking a blunt.
We thought of a real good one this weekend. Tiffany Amber's leaving.
What?
Tiffany Amber's leaving. So it's like Tiffany's Amber Thiessen, but Tiffany, like you want to tip her, and then Amber's leaving. Tiffany Amber's leaving. It makes
sense.
Were
you on mushrooms when you came up with this one?
I was on so many mushrooms, the mushrooms were on me. And
yes, I definitely
was. Did I tell you about Carrie Struggle Bus? She's another favorite. She's coming to the party. Oh, I miss drag.
That's good. Wait, we came up with one the other day. I know this isn't in the agenda, but hold
put it
on
in the file. Minute. Pull up the file.
I do. I keep a file. So if you're following along at home, wait, which one's a good one? Eartha Klitt. That's my favorite.
I love it. Oh my God.
Go to patreon.com/Willem and you can check out that bonus content. These are really funny. I love anything that is fake Drag Race. Like, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I love the Lee Dawson recaps. And this is our treatment of what would happen if we were the last two divas in a socially distant episode of Drag Race.
The last two divas kneeling, standing.
Now, speaking of standing, I saw a very exciting thing on your Instagram. It's a table, and the legs of the table are your legs.
Yes, her name is Credenza St. James. and
the Credenza.
Credenza St. James. She is the embodiment of the legs, which James St. James used to not be able to feel when he would get in a K-hole.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
definitely
standing strong. You can't feel them attached to your body, but they're definitely there. And the videos on my YouTube, I've been trying to put out two videos a week for, you know, a year or two now. And this is, I think, last week's video. But like your skilled technician of a lover, ghammer08 on Instagram, he helped me make my legs. He helped me make my face for something. He's really amazing with prosthetics, and these legs came out good enough that when I showed my mom my legs in the picture next to them without the tabletop and told her to guess which ones were real, she said the table was real. So
it's really remarkable. They're a very fierce casting of your legs, and they're standing in Louboutins, and there's a tabletop on top. Check it out on the video's on YouTube, and you can check out the pictures on Instagram.
Now, I do have to just make one note about Gabe. He's great, but they're not accurate. There's no scabs on the knees. There's no scarring. There's no bite marks on my ankles. But
no
I
indentation from where they injected the cone.
I'm going to give you a pulmonary embolism and start in your ankle. I was thinking of going to your drag show, but I wanted a way to reduce my carbon footprint. So I was thinking maybe I would just pull up to the gig in a new e-bussy. Maybe I could take some additional people in my e-bussy. An e-bussy is a new car concept by Electric Brands, and it's a modular electric vehicle which can be transformed into 10 different body types. So it's like putting your hip pads on your shoulders, I guess. e-bussy is a modular electric vehicle that also can be a camper, a pickup truck, a hearse, if Sharon wants to buy it, I think. But there is a problem with the name. E-bussy, I mean, it's obvious. Like, e-bussy.
For those of you who don't know, and I'm thinking of my mom who listens to the podcast, in the gay world, bussy is often used as like
butt pussy.
Butt pussy, right. Bussy. So it's like hey, a Pam. Slang term for like your asshole. And a company has unveiled a new electronic vehicle, and it's like a little mini bus. It's sort of a takeoff of the VW bus. And they thought very cleverly to call it the bussy or the bussy,
this
which
just,
This, I do, and then people tweeted, like, you guys, you just have to have one gay person to prevent these things. It's like, do you think they're trying to prevent this? Or do you think this is a legitimate tactic? Because this would in no other way come across our desk. You know that the queer community, it sort of all culture comes eventually through. We are the ones who say whether, okay, yeah, this is fashionable or this is a piece of crap. It's the queers. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing this for us, I think, and so that we'll talk about it, and so then it will trickle down, and in a few years, straight
the
people will like
will
it.
Be in some bargain bin that you blithely think isn't affected by you.
Everything comes from ballroom.
Honestly, do what
everything
needed to be done. I'm definitely down for a bussy retreat.
It looks like a cool vehicle, and
I mean,
you can
it's a
like
little
change
boxy
the shapes. Boxy but cute. I like the boxiness of it, and it's an electric vehicle, and it you can shape it and change the shape and change the functionality of it, which is fierce.
But when you change the shape and functionality of it, don't shame it for its former shape. Just embrace it for what it is. Where did my outline go? Oh, it's because people were texting me. The oral sex demon. Is the oral sex demon trending?
Because there was that doctor and she is the president. This is so stupid. The president was retweeting videos of this doctor who was saying that hydroxychloroquine is like the miracle cure for corona. However, this doctor is also known for saying things like, if you masturbate, you're having demons come inside you.
On Halloween, yeah.
Something about demon sperm.
I've had cowboys, demons, firemen.
Now, is this similar to a devil's dick? Have you?
Oh, making the devil's dick. You know what? We should make the devil's dick on Race Chaser.
But can we do it with something else? Can we do it with like discarded, like, what do we discard every time we do drag? Nails.
Nails. Making the devil's hand with just nails.
And we just save our discarded nails for like, I mean, I haven't worn them all of quarantine, so I would be far behind you.
I've been saving mine for since like January because I'm making another trash portrait.
Right. So you can make a giant dildo out of your disco.
Yeah, but I think
epoxy them together.
Usually I ask people to trim their nails before venturing south if they look like they've been gardening or something, but putting that many fingernails up my butt is like an invitation to fissure land. No, thank you.
I've been to that amusement park. It is it's horrible.
You
it's
don't
not,
want sand up there
overhyped
either.
Mm-hmm. Sandy Ebus.
Overhyped, underwiped.
So before we go to break, this is the song that is sweeping the nation. It's called Hype by Evie Oddly featuring Vanessa Van Gimatteo. And we're going to play a little bit of it as our
Rainbow Spotlight.
This song is amazing, and it's a hit. So take a listen.
Ooh, give me that patrol. Hey, let that beat rock. Let that beat rock. Let that beat, bitch, I hype. I'm getting kicked the fuck out tonight. Dirty hoes, big hoes, small hoes, green goes, clean hoes. It's a celebration. Everybody know. Let's go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, we are back and we have an extremely special guest with us this week for Hot Goss. Joining us via Zoom through the magic of modern technology, we have the voice of a generation. This is Chase Icon.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're pretty good.
You know.
We're not Kylie Jenner in her bathroom.
I mean, we all wish we were, but can have everything.
Would you like an Adderall?
I would love one. Can you just zoom it over to me? Is that how that works?
Oh my god, you're one of the funniest people I follow on the internet. Like, and when I hear your voice, I know I'm gonna laugh somehow. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. It's just so funny. When you called Gia Gunn a senator, I lost the little bit of tenacity that my rectum still had fell out.
Oh my god.
When you called her a senator. It was the funniest
thing. She
should
be a senator, I think, personally.
Maybe she should start in the House of Representatives and then she could be a senator.
You work her way up, you know.
Yeah, once she gets more ponytails and different pieces, updos for the Senate floor, filibusters.
Right.
Updo.
So, in case you don't know, and again, I'm speaking directly to my mom because she listens to the podcast, but if you stumble upon a video of a celebrity sitting in their house or doing something, and it's dubbed over with a hilarious narration over top of it, it is most likely Chase Icon.
It's true. Or Devin Green.
Right.
One of the two of us.
or the shady, who's the one that does all the voices with the shady queens? It's Rihanna and Whitney, and then they keep talking on Ciara.
Right.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Him too. You're so funny. How did it turn about that you found out you could do all these voices?
I don't really know. I just started like posting random shit on the internet and like people thought, like my friends thought it was funny, so I was like, okay, And then people started telling me I sound like Lady Gaga. And I was like, thank you. I'm going to like milk the shit out of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, it just kind of like turned into a thing. I don't know what I'm doing, really.
What about the Grindr voicemails and the voice memos? Those are, that's a brilliant way to create content out of something just like that's there, you know?
It's so fun. It's so ridiculous. I stopped doing it because like now when I put my picture on there, everyone's just like, oh my God, Chase Icon. And I'm like, But, you know, it's like, it's so funny to like turn these like tranny chasers into like a joke in front of the whole internet. We'd love to do that.
Less.
Okay, so this segment is called Let's Get Political. So we're going to talk about a political thing, and we want you to weigh in on it with us. But before we do that, I have to talk about my favorite Chase Icon voiceover video, which was, it was having something to do with Stupid Love, and it was like right before the Chromatica came out, and it was like, how about I do a lipstick called Stupid Lipstick? And instead of releasing the song, and if I put out Stupid Lipstick, I could further delay the release of the album.
Oh my God.
You do sound exactly like current day Lady Gaga's speaking voice.
Yeah. Well, it's not just about the tone of voice either. It's like the way that she rambles about things and just, you know, talks about whatever she thinks is going to come across as artistic or whatever. You know, it's super fun, though.
When you said there's no more satisfying feeling than poorly blending liquid eyeshadow into my eyes and calling it a look.
I said that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Sorry, Sarah. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
This
podcast is over.
Cut the camera, dead ass.
Cut the camera.
Oh, wow.
This is a segment called Let's Get Political. Now, typically, we sing the theme song. So let's do it. And if you feel compelled to join in, Chase, feel no pressure, but you can if you want. Now, it's to
Let me just clap the beat.
It's to the tune of Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John. And
she was a singer before you were born, Chase.
Okay.
So let's do it, Willa. Let's do it. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Let's get political.
I messed up that last one. That last clap.
We can fix it in post. Sorry. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll just sample the first one and just repeat it in.
The first letter, like most things in the world, come from Taiwan. This says, hello, hosts of this program. I'm writing to you with relevant news from the island of Taiwan. Throughout COVID-19 pandemic, Taiwan has had no lockdown and the community spreading has been controlled. Most of Taiwan's cases were from overseas Taiwanese returning to the island when shit got real elsewhere. As of this writing, Taiwan has 458 cases with 7 deaths. Life, for the most part, is normal here. The relevant news is as follows. One of the people behind the amazing show of good governance is female president Tsai Ing-wen. Just another example of a strong female leadership getting the job done, and awesome. She isn't a white lady. Ing-wen is an extra fierce, too, because she regularly stands up against China. As you may or may not know, China claims Taiwan as a province, but Taiwan charts its path forward as an independent nation setting an example for the world. Thirdly, Taiwan's pandemic response is mainly thanks to Taiwan's digital minister, Audrey Tang, who is a trans woman superstar with a hacker background. Hello, Calpurnia Adams. Yes. She hacked the pandemic online to get a head start on controlling it before it happened. This is mainly due to Taiwan's skepticism of China's truthfulness. Well, at age 35, Tang became the youngest minister without portfolio in Taiwanese history and the first transgender official in the top executive cabinet. Taiwan is also the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage, FYI. I hope this news of fierce woman on the island of Taiwan finds you well. Sorry, no dick pic, because I can't be bothered. Wow. Say glam, an anonymous fruity expat.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know Taiwan wasn't a country.
It's a country, but it's claimed by China as a province? Is that correct? The right
Like how England like claimed America? Or were people there when they claimed it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the full specifics, but Taiwan has its own government, its own president.
And so yes, Miss Lady Tang, too.
Yes, it is a separate
digital
entity.
Ministries.
Love her.
Yeah.
I love this bit of news because it yet again goes to show that if you want something done properly, put women in charge of it. For real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this forever. Who doesn't love Tang?
Nobody.
Isn't Tang what you use for blush, Willem?
I do like a pop of orange.
Coral. Corals and oranges.
Smoky corals.
The suck less face and body Tang.
Yeah. Maybe I should definitely do a Tang glitter. For
coming
sure.
Tang ballot. This is great news coming out of Taiwan. And, you know, this is an example of how we should be doing things in this country. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. it's really out of control the way that coronavirus is continuing to just like expand and spread. Whereas a country like Taiwan has gone ahead and gotten it under control. And so we thank you for writing in, Anonymous Fruity Expat, and for letting us know. And yet again, let's get some women in the offices, please.
Let's do it. Chase, is this the first election that you're going to be voting for the president in?
Yeah, it is.
Are you registered in every? You're registered?
Of course.
Work,
of course,
Diva.
I'm registered. Got to fight for our rights.
Mm-hmm. This is a vote by mail. I actually just got the thing in the mail that was confirming that my address is correct. It is. This is good. And okay, so this says the USPS tells Americans to allow ballots 14 days round trip. So even though election day is November 3rd and technically ballots should be counted if postmarked by November 3rd, think about October 20th as the day to vote by, if not earlier. So vote by mail is a system that is fair and more inclusive to all Americans, especially during, you know, COVIDina right now.
Yeah.
The idea mm-hmm. that everyone can drop their whole lives on the same day to vote in an election is archaic and exclusionary. And vote by mail is a policy that should be instituted everywhere. It allows people to have who have limited mobility, they can't get off work, they need to take care of children, or literally any number of reasons, it gives them access to vote, which is very important. But because of the pandemic, the fear is that votes will be tampered with or suppressed. So it's important to vote early. This is voter suppression is very real, and it is very likely that the Trump administration is doing anything they can to hold on to power. So make sure you're registered to vote and that your state is voting by mail. And if you need to submit an excuse to get a mail-in ballot, which a lot of states are honoring coronavirus as a valid excuse, you do that so you can vote. This is a very important election. And it's coming up soon.
And the states that are requiring excuses are pretty much red states from what I see. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, the home of the KKK, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, Indiana. It can be done. Get on it. If you're wondering how to vote, go to Rock the Vote. Or is that just an MTV thing? With Eric Neese. With Eric Neese as the host.
Such a funny throwback. Vote411.org is a good website.
There you go. Vote411.org. How wonderful.
Yeah. When are they going to send us the paperwork? Do you know, Dip?
I think it'll be in the fall. I mean, that's the thing. It's like the country is doing the biggest vote by mail ever moment right now. And that's why everyone is sort of apprehensive, because it's like the pandemic is sort of forcing the hand of this, which is a good thing because it should be the policy, but it's also the first time it's happening. And it feels like a really sort of prickly moment where people could be snatching ballots and hiding things and like whatever. Who knows? The world is a crazy place.
I just want to say, there can be 100 people in a room, and if one of them doesn't vote, I'm going to kick their ass. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll
Courtney,
be right back.
Courtney, take your break.
Courtney, take your break. I do my best for my best clientele.
It's a gift
from me to hell.
Chase, have you seen the compilation of...
Oh, I'm a theater kid. Don't even get me started. Yes, I've seen Oh My God, You Guys. Oh My God, You Guys. Voice crack. Worst voice crack ever. I live that. That was me.
Oh. I love that. There's a compilation of this one line from Legally Blonde the musical.
It's a gift from me to Elle.
Yeah.
And they
it's
show
so
it
fucking
over,
good.
Over and over different community theater productions over and over and over. And you see how many ways this one line can be done.
I like the little
actors.
Gay boy. The little gay boy who did it kind of served. That was
the new
favorite.
One. The, mm-hmm. the one that just surfaced.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her heart.
He was like, I do best for my best clientele. It's a gift from me to
Just so you know, that wasn't a sample. She actually did that. Like,
yeah.
That was live.
He started it out speak singing it. So I was like, okay, well, he's giving it a try. Then he started out the octave lower, and then he climbs six octaves above it. It's
he really made
remarkable.
The most out of that two measure interlude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
you guys.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
It's a gift from me to
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Check this latest from Mulan. Go now, try it on.
Is this a half-loop hem on China silk? That can't be. It puckers.
I am so sorry, Miss Woods. She hasn't been feeling well. Courtney, take your break. I'm deeply paraphrasing. I'm not off book.
I wish I was Courtney. Courtney,
take your break. So we're back?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
And this That's is a special, special, special segment that we like to call
Spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs. And we have our very special guest spelunking in the cave of DMs with us. Chase Icon is here.
Hi.
Watch your footing. There's natural rivers and pools and heated biodomes.
Biospheres. Well, let's start with this message from Edward, okay? It says, I assume this has been shared multiple times, but were the WoW producers trolling Kennedy? From New Now Next, 10/14 of 2019. Okay, that's October of this past year. Queens share their favorite songs to lip sync to. And Kennedy Davenport said, my least favorite is Fancy by Reba McEntire. It's too many words to learn. Too many. Love, Edward. So what do we think the timeline is of this? Do we know when they filmed All Starz?
Yeah, we just have to look at that gap in your schedule where you didn't do it.
Shut the fuck up. Saying you to me.
Where you were not asked. They filmed in July of last year, I think, right?
Okay. So Kennedy had by that point done Fancy by Reba McEntire on Drag Race.
If you can call it that she did it. I mean,
she was on stage.
She marked it. It was a good run through. It was a good run through.
It was a rehearsal. Right. It was a rehearsal.
You know what? That jacket did half the work. I'm not mad at her.
You guys, this is a rehearsal. I'm not going to go full out. I'm going to save it for the actual show, but I'm going to mark it. I think Kennedy, probably that was just a really irksome song for her at the time. And yeah, it is too many words.
No, it's not. It's, I love it. It's got to tell the story.
Do you know the words Chase Icon to Fancy by Reba McEntire?
I don't. Well, I need to watch the episode.
It's funny because Kennedy's, the song starts with, I remember it all very well looking back, when in fact Kenny didn't remember it well at all. And she only looked back when she didn't know the words, so they couldn't see her mouth.
She didn't know the words.
Yeah, but I still would have tipped her.
She said, I'm going to wear this big hair tonight because then I can just sort of fling it in front of my mouth.
Mm-hmm,
so,
my favorite.
But in case.
Your answer, Edward, is the WoW producers trolling Kennedy. New Now Next is not run by World of Wonder. New Now Next is run by Viacom because, you know, Logo, which is New Now Next, basically is a subsidiary of Viacom. So there's your answer, Edward.
Kennedy was trolling us.
Basically.
I mean, fully.
Basically. Our next message comes from Andrew. He says, hi, Alaska, Willem, Dipper, and Chase Icon. Just wanted to make sure that they missed the completely obvious choice for last week's lip sync with Miss Cracker and Kennedy to do Goodbye Earl, since Jane Krakowski was Wanda in the music video. Very much a member of the 4-H Club and active in the FFA. She is very right. Jane Krakowski is in it as Wanda. The guy from Sipowitz from NYPD Blue is Earl. Mm-hmm. And then I think Leslie Mann or some gorgeous blonde girl is the other one.
Yeah, it's not Leslie Mann, but yes.
Some like Ally McBeal type of girl. But I don't think there's ever been a Dixie Chick song on Drag Race, and I sincerely think it's time, from Andrew in Dallas. I'd love to see.
Agreed. That'd Dixie be great.
Chick song, or a chick song, now that we call them, right?
The chicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The chicks.
Love a rebrand.
I know. The blonde girl.
Yes, love a rebrand.
The other blonde girl, I think, was, she had like a short blonde flip. It wasn't Lily Man, though. Oh, well, never mind.
It is a flip, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Chase Icon.
I think it was Chase Icon. I'm pretty sure.
Definitely.
I saw it myself. I was there for the whole thing.
Natalie mainly absent.
Jane Krakowski, deep friend of the pod. We love her. Absolutely. We love her now. Well, I will read the next one. This comes from Ryan. It says, hello, Aleka, Wilma, and DeBroni. Hold the sausage. And Chase Icon. Wow, it's crazy that Ryan knew that Chase Icon would be here on this episode.
It's crazy. Did Kennedy know, too?
Kennedy is trolling us again. I can't believe it. Okay.
That bitch.
We love you, Kennedy. Deep friend of the pod. Okay, this is from Ryan. Ryan says, faithful friend of the pod. Love tuning in and hearing all the discussion and dissemination. What about the dissection, Ryan? Okay, anyway. Wow. It was super interesting hearing your thoughts on Blair St. Clair's freak makeup on the runway, wanting it to be freakier, Alaska recommending drawing the teeth on, wondering about the prompt, etc. I was humbled to have the opportunity of helping Blair build her makeup looks before going into All Stars. She wanted to be very prepared and put together ideas and notes for each of her outfits, and I drew face charts for makeup designs that could work for each look. So basically, Ryan is saying, if you talk shit about Blair, bitch, you're talking shit about me. So here is, okay, Ryan, please let us have it. Okay, Ryan goes on to say, this look was inspired by the Cheshire Cat, hence the tail. The prompt did describe freak, but also referenced EDM, freak, club kid, and raver culture, which might explain some of the other choices on the runway. Yes. Alaska hit the nail on the head with the big mouth makeup. If you see the design, we wanted to really exaggerate Blair's features, a la Miss Gay Matt.
Work, Miss Gay Matt.
And have this scary, toothy smile. I know she had done a Bratz-inspired look, so this wouldn't be too far off. But as we saw in Untucked, the divas had a very short time to change into their runway looks and probably not enough time to get into this full fantasy. With time crunches and her own style, Blair obviously adapted the charts that were delivered and she made them work for her. But I know her intention was to really push her boundaries and showcase unique looks. Attached are some of the charts I delivered for Blair. And you can find more makeup at Ryan Strout That's Raut, STRAUTFX, on Instagram. In the spirit of the show, I've also attached some more erotic photos. Love the positivity and inclusivity y'all promote on this show. Love, lots of love to you all. This is, every now and then, we really get something great on this podcast. And this is a great letter from an insider in the biz. Someone who knows the ins and outs of Drag Race. This is great intel. We thank you, Raut.
Now, I've never seen Dayglo bussy pics, but Raut has included them. It's a phosphorescent.
You skip right past the face charts, bitch.
I don't give a fuck about these face charts. I don't give a fuck. She lost. She'll be back next year for All Stars 18. Don't give a fuck. Let's go to the dick. Raut's dick looks big. He's hairy but skinny. It looks like it could be a turnstile in that last one, but you should probably dry it off before customers coming through. Yeah.
This production that went into the squirt one.
Yeah. Like Raut's holding his
the art direction
next to a can of squirt, and he's making that can of squirt look like a little squirt next to that thing.
Honestly, it looks like a little Delta can.
I think that deserves a salute.
Salute. Very much salute. So. Deep salute.
I want to try that.
Are you a squirter?
Oh my god. These makeup face charts are sickening, aren't they?
I mean, yeah, it's not hard to make Blair look pretty, so who cares what they used? It's just makeup.
Well,
look at
this
dick.
It's very clear that and I'm glad that Raut confirmed. My favorite part of his note was that he confirmed the prompt said things like club kid, EDM, nightlife vibe. Mm-hmm.
We love the backstory. The backstory on these makeup charts is, unless they were drawn with his dick, I still don't give a fuck. But
oh my God.
There is more backstory with that I found out about All Stars. The phone. Apparently, somebody wrote in and said
she had a phone
on Mano and Nicole's podcast. They had a producer who said they did a phone bit on every episode, except the last one. The phone bit was after the judging, but every other phone bit was before the girls left the stage. And Rue said who was going home, who was going to be in the top or bottom.
So, it was the lip sync assassin.
Oh, the lip sync assassin was on the phone?
Yeah, it was like a bit they would do to be like, oh, you're here? Okay, come now to the main stage or whatever.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm so sorry that was left on the chopping room floor.
Well, I mean, if we could get producers on our show, maybe.
Yeah, come on!
If we haven't been blacklisted by WOW.
So wait, a producer from Drag Race is on their pod?
Yep.
Oh, but they got fired, I'm sure.
Or they're not working for WOW anymore, probably. Right. Well, and you know what this also says? They probably have no intention of ever working for World of Wonder again after that. Because World of Wonder will not fuck with that. And it's probably just one more person who doesn't want to work for them.
All right. Yeah. Well, do you want to read the next one? Wait, do you want to read it, Chase?
It's the one from Vincenzo, right?
It's the one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm nervous. Hello, Alasktina, Willimanjaro, and Big Dicker and Chase Icon. Everyone knows. It's like
they all know. They're trolling us.
Friend of the pod, Vincenzo, from rainy Glasgow, Scotland. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Here. My question is this. Do any of the four of you have any history or fun memories when it comes to video games? I just turned 21, so I mostly grew up with the Game Boy and PlayStation, but I've always been curious to know if video games ever inspired any of your drag looks or boy looks you've curated throughout your careers. Well, first of all, I don't do boy looks, so I feel like
that's straight right now.
Boys definitely look at you, but you don't do boy looks.
I mean, why lie? It seems to be common that divas like Katana from Mortal Kombat have commonly been inspirational for queens like Katya and Cameron Michaels. So I'm wondering if that's ever translated in you guys' art too? And if so, do you still game at this point in your lives? P.S. Here below is some uncut drick and body from yours truly. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is what that is.
Yeah.
Drick and body. Suck less more drick and body.
100%. This dick, he has one hand on it, but it could easily be like one of those hands on a hard body contest where you put as many hands on the dick as possible and whosoever hand is left at the end gets the dick.
Like a baseball trying to figure out who goes first. Baseball bat.
Yeah, I could definitely play that with this dick.
Motherfucker, do you play baseball?
He looks like he has a clean bathroom, too.
Yeah, that mirror is very clean. There's no pus on it or, like, water condensation. Yeah, when you pop your zits and you get too close to the mirror, and then you're like, I'm going to leave that there and see what color it changes.
Oh, my God.
What's the blue thing on his arm? Are you seeing that, too?
Yeah, that's the power light for the mirror.
No, he's in Chromatica. He's in Chromatica, and he's of the blue tribe. That's what I believe.
That's what I was thinking.
It looks like a little Chromatica symbol.
It does.
Listen, I know a kindness punk dick when I see one.
Yeah, very kind.
Aw, put some kindness in me.
Just a touch of love. Just a touch of love. So,
do you game Chase?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
You're like, not with these acrylics.
No, I mean, these are natural, but...
Work.
Still no.
Oh.
I just work.
Do you game Alaska?
You know, I used to. I was very into PlayStation, and I love the Resident Evil games. I still do love them very much. And I've never done a recreation of the looks, but I've always wanted to do... like a Claire Redfield or a Jill Valentine look from Resident Evil. Because the fashions are very... like Jill Valentine in Resident Evil 3 is literally wearing a blue tube top and a mini skirt and hooker boots and a thing tied around her waist.
Sounds cute.
She was a doll. She was a doll.
Yeah.
She was a complete doll running around killing zombies. How about
she
you?
She had that thing on her waist in case her tuck got loose.
Girl, same.
Why does that girl at the beach have a flannel on? Who cares? So I game for sure. Every time I look in the mirror, I kind of see Wendy from Mario Kart with that big pink bow. Like, she's definitely a drag inspiration for me. I do play
Mario Kart.
I mean, Mario Kart
work.
Mario Kart's fun. I played Kirby a lot growing up, and I also play Super Smash. I like Mortal Kombat. I'm always Devora because she's got bugs around her. Yes. She's got the buggy pussy.
Devora Cox.
How did she get here?
Devora looking for Cox. Okay.
This next message... one more, yes. Uno Mas, from Mark. He says, hello, Dipper, Aleka, Willem, and Chase Icon. I have a problem, and I'm doing what any normal person would do and emailing drag queens for their advice. I was on Grindr to responsibly chat and jack off and hit it off with a sexy headless torso. We surprisingly had great banter beyond sexy chat, and we messaged back and forth for a few days. I finally asked for more pics, and he delivered. Unfortunately, his Facebook revealed that he is my therapist. We live in
not
a very...
that.
I mean, this is why you go to BetterHelp.com. We live in a fairly small city... but I didn't realize something like this could actually happen to me. I did not send a face pic and the chat, obviously, and just shortly after that. I've had a couple sessions with him since and have tried not to think about the fact that I've seen his cock and know he's a great guy that I'd totally be into. I want to tell him, but I don't want to lose him as a therapist, as he's the only gay therapist in my area and I get a lot of sessions with him. Yes, I know. I should try BetterHelp, LOL. No, LOL. You should try BetterHelp, goddammit, /drag.
Nothing to joke about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also can't stop thinking about him and am tempted to chat with him again. What in the fat hell should I do? Warmly, Mark. I say talk this to him and then just show up at his house and say, listen, I don't want you as a therapist anymore. I want you as my face fucker. And then...
I want your stupid love.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I do.
I want your stupid lipstick. There's a lot going on with this question because there are legal ramifications for the doctor because you're not...
Is he going to ram him?
you know, you're not ethically allowed to
ram.
To ram. You're not allowed to.
What about the gigabytes?
You're not allowed to have sex with your patients, or you could lose your like doctoring license, right, Dip?
I mean,
I'm not a doctor. That sounds correct.
You're not?
Nope. What? I'm a doctor, not a lawyer, not a journalist.
I feel like as long as he like tells him, hey, listen, you're a nice doctor, but like, I need my bussy blundered more than I need. You know, therapy.
Well, I think it sounds like he lives in a small town because there's only one gay therapist. So, like, maybe he lives in, like, Arkansas or some shit where you're allowed to fuck your doctor. I don't know.
Yeah. As long as you don't do it in the office, I think it should be fine, too.
Ultimately, I think the thing to do, though, is to...
Glory hole!
The thing to do is to tell him, because it sounds like you're not going to fully open up to him as a therapist because you sort of have this thing going on. I think it's important to...
Wait, fully open up to him in what way?
No, like,
you know what way.
As a client,
check on that RAM.
And a therapist, you have to have like a level of like honesty and trust there. And also, so I think you should tell him. And if that means he can't be your therapist anymore, then great. Maybe you
better
can
help.
Date.
Thank you.
Exactly. And we're not just saying that because, you know, they send us checks to
now,
do ads for them.
This
is a good use for that because if you can get a therapist, no matter where you live, who's going to work for you.
But also, I think we should recall the four H's at this point. Humility, haranguing, hummus, and honesty.
Whole.
Well, I guess it's five H's now, but you can't spell honesty without ho and nest. So I think this guy should ho around a little bit, get a nest cam, send us the videos, and then we'll be able to properly adjudicate this matter. Because right now I'm thinking glory hole is the best bet. You invite him over, he invites you over, he does not see your face. Mouth is okay. A mouth party, a hand party, but no face party. But I'm interested in seeing where this goes.
Keep us updated.
Keep us updated.
We thank you so much, Chase Icon, for being here
thank
with
you.
Us this week for a very special hot.
Where can we find
you? Thank you for having me.
Of course. Where can we find you on the internet best? Are you a TikToker?
A little bit, unfortunately. But mostly you can find me on Twitter. That's where I'm most active. I'm on Instagram too, but people don't really care about that because, you know, I'm not a model. I'm just a Lady Gaga impersonator.
So are we, Toots.
You can find me on Tinder, Bumble, wherever else.
Do you have any new ones coming out?
What about Baloo? Are you on Baloo?
One at a time. No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome
I'm having
to
a lot.
Baloo is like the site that Jackie beats on a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of that one. I'm not on that. Coming soon.
Well, once you do hear of it, I don't think Jackie will be too happy.
As far as upcoming videos, I know I have a lot of like stuff in mind because Kendall Jenner just posted something. You know, next time Lady Gaga puts something on the internet, I'll probably do a dub of it, but it doesn't happen very often these days.
Yeah, so. She hasn't done any record promotion for 2 months, which is kind of crazy.
I've promoted it more than her, and I will stand by that.
Honestly, Bobby, send her the check.
Mm-hmm, I'm waiting.
Did you do the manifesto of Chromatica?
No, I should. I also want to do the Marry the Night speech thingy. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot to play with her, but...
thank God. She loves us.
Lots coming.
Well, we thank you so much.
So much stupid love for you, dear.
Aw, thank you. I love you guys, and I love the pod, and I'm so nervous.
We're going to link you on our Race Chaser pod, and everybody check out Chase Icon. Give the doll a follow. And
that's the tea.
You can send us any follow-up questions that you might have for us or the doll at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Yeah. And we also have bonus video content available. We mentioned it earlier. Patreon.com/Willem and just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte, however you like.
You can follow us on Instagram if you care, at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Chase Icon. And we're not talking about that little blue thing above the bank.
No, 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 no.
That's a different shape.
That's what comes up when you Google it, but it's not me.
Not you. Yeah, no.
That was me before I transitioned.
All square and boxy.
Oh, my God.
The link in our bio on Instagram for Race Chaser Pod also has a lot of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And you can set up an auto donation of an amount you can handle every month just to do some good. Don't take our word for it. You can do some research on your own and feel informed and confident in who you are supporting.
Also, if you're looking to participate in some anti-racist self-education and you were tired of scrolling on Twitter and reading online articles and want to hold a book and read a book and challenge your brain with some critical thinking that isn't staring at a screen, we'd like to recommend a book for you right now. It's called So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijoma Oluo.
And wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and we will be back next week with more piping.
Steaming.
Scrolling.
Boy. That's gossip.
That's gossip.
Babylon.
Battle for your life, you know?
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.